Welcome to Tales of Tucson,
a series of original radio dramas inspired by the legends, mysteries, and histories of the Sonoran Southwest.
Episodes take place in real locations around Southern Arizona. We're blending the real and the fictional.
Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by
Laura Markowitz
and John Vornholt.
And now, Episode 4, Fair is Foul at the Tucson Festival of Books.
Authors, check in here.
Wow.
Oh, hi.
Look at this crowd.
We're expecting 120,000 people.
Wow, you sold a lot of tickets.
Oh no, it's free.
Free?
Yes.
Oh, I'm impressed. This program is 68 pages long. How many authors will be here?
320 authors, 450 exhibitor booths.
This really is something. There's a science area, a children's area, food, music. It looks like you took over the whole University of Arizona Mall.
Well, let's get you checked in. And you are?
Oh, I'm just his manager. My author is, where did he go? I see him over there wandering by that tent. We'll be right back. Where is he?
Oh, don't you just love the Tucson Festival of Books? Look at all these people who came to see the Shakespeare monologue competition.
Gem spot. Out, I say. One, two, by then tis time to do it. Hell is murky. Fie, my lord, fie. A soldier? In a fear? What ain't we fear? Who knows it?
It's better than that poetry slam we just saw. All that mooing and oinking? Why the barnyard noises?
Honey, let it go already. It's art.
Well, I sure don't get it.
Oh, come on. J.A. Jans' autograph and books over by the student union. Let's go.
The thing of life had a wife. Where is she now? What, will these hands never be clean? No more of that.
Excuse me.
No more of that. No more. All of this.
Sir, we really need to get moving.
Well, Rodney, hark you, that lad reciting from one of my all-time greatest works.
This way, Mr. Shakespeare. We're really quite late.
Know thee that Macbeth was originally named Three's Company.
No, I hadn't heard.
Many villains have I penned, but none with so cold a heart as the Lady Macbeth. 'Twas uncanny she sprung from mine own quill. A woman like that can really freeze the bedsheets, eh, Rodney?
Oh, I can only imagine, sir, but we really need to keep moving. We were supposed to meet the moderator for your panel 15 minutes ago. As your manager, I have to remind you that we can't afford to be late.
Peace, my good man. I wasted time, but now time doth waste me.
Aye.
What is an hour, pray? What is time? Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more.
Yeah, that's what you said yesterday when you missed your hour upon the stage at the Arizona State University, because you never showed up.
Those dastardly knaves refused to pay me.
That's my point, sir. We need today's honorarium.
Oh, but it was worth it. I tell you, Rodney, she was a rare flower. Like madness is the glory of life. And the soft bosoms of biddable wenches.
Do you need to make a quick stop at the men's room?
To pee or not to pee? That is the question.
Lady Macbeth! Lady Macbeth! Woohoo!
What's the business that such a hideous trumpet calls to parley?
I've been looking all over for you. The Festival of Books is so crowded this year. I wasn't sure I'd recognize you, but your nightgown is just like the play.
Oh, prithee, consider it not so deeply.
You've always been my personal favorite of Shakespeare's characters. I mean, I'm so excited.
What is thy name?
Oh, I'm Cindy Duncan, the moderator for your reading this afternoon.
Duncan? What foul omen is this? The raven himself is hoarse that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements.
Oh, no. I'm no relation to King Duncan.
Of course. He was no more, as you so obviously are.
Wow. You really stay in character. I guess that makes sense since you are a character. I teach at the Department of Gender and Women's Studies here at the University of Arizona. Everyone is thrilled that you're going to read from your new book. Out, damned sexist playwright. I mean, I'm so excited. It's already considered the foundational feminist exegesis on the treatment of women in Shakespeare's world.
Thy words transport me beyond this ignorant present.
When you demanded to have your menstrual cycle stopped, that moment crystallized my feminist consciousness.
Those foolish men were not taking me seriously.
Oh, they never take us seriously. We have to keep fighting the good fight to be heard.
Screw your courage to the sticking place and we shall not fail.
Oh, lean in, sister. Your book calls out the lies of the white male authors who objectify female characters by portraying us as male-identified sex objects, heartless witches, or sexless crones.
Tis slander, whose edge is sharper than the sword, whose tongue outvenoms all the worms of Nile. Forsooth have I borne the burden of such slanderous portrayals of my person for nearly 500 years.
Word right on, sister.
Nightly do I imagine the old man Shakespeare to have so much blood in him. Would that a keen knife would prove it so.
You know, I feel that kind of righteous anger when I hear people defend Shakespeare as trying to expose the oppression of women. They say he's really an ally to women.
Will Shakespeare holds allegiance to three things only: coin, ale, and codpiece.
So, have you seen him yet?
What mean you, seen him yet?
Shakespeare. The University of Arizona is exhibiting the collection of his first 36 plays. He's on tour to promote it. He's giving the keynote talk at the Festival of Books today.
He is here? Stop up the access and passage to remorse, that no compunctious visitings of nature shake my fell purpose, nor keep peace between the effect and it. Come to my woman's breasts and take my milk for gall.
Hold on. Lady M, do you mean you've never confronted Shakespeare in person in all these centuries?
I nearly had him at the Frankfurt Book Festival in 93. Cindy Duncan, which of these white tents doth Shakespeare inhabit?
Tents? Oh, no, these are the exhibitors' booths.
I must find him.
Well, let's check the Festival of Books schedule. Oh, look, he's giving the keynote address at 11 o'clock at Centennial Hall.
Good woman, have you a sharp blade at hand? I have to cut a loose thread.
I always keep a leather woman tool in my purse. Here you go.
Oh, keen knife. Today thou shalt see the wound we make.
Lady Macbeth, you keep rubbing your palms on your nightgown. Do you need to wash your hands?
Not yet.
Oh, Rodney, look at that.
Mr. Shakespeare, come on.
Such a short vestment. Oh, my goodness. I might grow to like Tucson.
Oh, my God! It's him! It's Shakespeare!
Mira, it's Shakespeare!
Make way, please. Let us through.
Lo amo.
Good ladies of Tucson, I shall be delighted to scribe my name in your books or anywhere at all on your persons. Especially on your person, my dear. I shall sign it. Your love is like a red, red rose.
Can you write, Go Wildcats?
A wildcat indeed. Rodney, This one seems to be ripe for the plucking, think you not?
Sir, we really need to get moving. Folks, he'll sign more autographs after his talk. Make way, please.
Journeys end in lovers' meeting, young Juliet.
It's Brittany!
Hey, my name is Irma.
No more distractions, I beg you.
Authors, stop by our booth and learn how you can self-publish your book.
Well, hello, young maiden. I am fascinated by this endeavor. Say more while I feast mine eyes on your beauteous bosom.
We do all the formatting and help you launch it on Amazon and iTunes. And you keep 70% of the royalties. You'd only get 8% from a traditional publisher.
Speak to me not of publishers. Brazenly they sell my plays, yet bequeath me not one tin shilling.
That sounds like copyright infringement.
Public domain is the name for this larceny. They take my life when they take the means whereby I live. I would be destitute were there not such a thing as speaker's fees.
Yeah.
I am forced to mingle with the masses for coin. I prostitute myself, Lady Tiffany.
Here, take one of our brochures.
Sir, take it and let's go. 5 minutes.
Good wench. Know you that the Tucson Festival of Books has provided me with a most sumptuous lodging at the inn called University Marriott?
That's nice.
Away with me, creamy-skinned Tiffany, and observe at close hand this most luxurious of abodes while we sample the tiny bottles of mead from my mini-bar.
I have to stay here at the booth. We do a lot of business at the Tucson Festival of Books. In fact, a few minutes ago, I signed Lady Macbeth.
Oh! I am fortune's fool. For nigh on 5 centuries, I nightly dream of her bloody hands cold around my neck, squeezing and squeezing the breath from my body. Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once.
Yeah, I heard she really hates you.
Said she so when you saw her? Woe is me! She blames me for portraying her in an unflattering light. Yet what is a writer to do? A play without a villain is like a flagon without ale. There's no savor, no plot.
But she has a point. You made her one of the great villains of all time, and she wasn't even the one who committed the murder.
Well, there is nothing either good nor bad, but thinking makes it so.
What do you think, Betsy?
I think that Lady Macbeth is a real powerhouse character, but she herself has her own sets of fears and anxieties.
Precisely. I gave her depth, cunning, complexity.
Ruthless, intelligent, and ultimately tragic. Like, she meets her goals and it's not what she ends up wanting. Ultimately, it doesn't make her very happy in the end. Well, no one in that play has a happy ending.
You, good man. I would have your advice.
I would tell her, homegirl, like, I would really like to get to know you, but, like, I'm kind of scared of you.
You are wise to fear her.
Personally, as a woman, I'm totally on her side. We're like the scapegoat. It's not right.
Maybe that's true. Maybe she was actually really nice. I don't know. Maybe she rescued dogs.
It's all murder and mayhem with Lady Macbeth.
She is ageless, boundless, and ruthless.
But there were a lot of ruthless women at the Jacobean courts, both in Scotland and in England.
You speak true, good woman. Well do I remember those days. Oh, why do I sit here like a ninny when she stalks this crowd with murderous intent?
It could possibly become physical, I'm just saying, and not in a good way.
I must flee. Rodney, my kingdom for a horse!
Mr. Shakespeare, come back!
Oh,
listening to Tales of Tucson on KXCI 91.3 FM. Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt. And now we continue with Episode 4, Fair is Foul at the Tucson Festival of Books.
Mark that tent, Cindy Duncan.
The Shakespeare First Folio booth.
Good woman, have you seen Shakespeare?
He's right behind you.
Oh, thirsty blade, fail me not. Fie! This bard is nothing but a facsimile.
Hey, she just stabbed a cardboard cutout of William Shakespeare.
That's the Lady Macbeth.
Oh, well, that explains it. A lot of Shakespeare's women characters go mad.
Witness how he ill-used me. He made me to have insomnia for 500 years. How I long for a sweet sleep, perchance to dream.
Well, that's true, but he also made you famous. If it wasn't for the play Macbeth, no one would remember you. He made you one of the most famous people in the English language. You're like the Kardashians.
Famous? Infamous, more like.
Well, in class we talked about how we're all Lady Macbeth. Everyone does things they regret. We can all relate to your guilty conscience.
I am not guilty. My husband was loath to hurt a fly, and I would not have wanted him to.
So you didn't push him to kill King Duncan?
Will Shakespeare was a bosom friend to me and my late husband. One evening he visited our castle, and after much wine was drunk, he revealed that he was having writer's block. Intending to inspire him, I told him of a little story I was writing. A tale of a kind-hearted wife and her ambitious husband and their three neighbor women who deigned to help steer him to a wiser course. 2 months later, Macbeth opened. A twisted version of my tale and the villain bearing my name and face.
A man steals your ideas and takes credit for it. That never happens.
Mm-hmm. That does seem sketchy.
It does seem very sketchy. My fangirl of Shakespeare seems to be wearing off. I think I feel her pain. I want to be on her side. There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women. I want to help her out.
Yes, well, and especially a woman who feels that she must be unsexed in order to get anything done in the world. You got to feel for a woman who feels that she can't succeed as a woman and so has to try to make her man succeed. She's got to be able to do it herself.
I will do for myself now. There's the blackguard.
Lady Macbeth. Lady Macbeth, come back here.
It is he! Is that he? Don't run with a knife in your hand!
Excuse me, have you seen Shakespeare?
I think he's heading to Beyond Bread.
I think he went to get a beer somewhere.
Wow,
I'm so excited to know that he's here. Is he wearing tights?
The book festival just gets more and more exciting every year.
Every year they bring in better and better stuff.
Where is he?
Excuse me, have you seen Lady Macbeth?
No. I don't think so, no.
Was she wearing a green dress? I think she was busy hiding her knife.
Oh no, this is bad. Lady Macbeth!
Where is he? Oh, the First Folio tent. Excuse me, has Shakespeare been by here recently?
Shakespeare? No, I haven't seen him.
Shakespeare, I think, was last seen fleeing towards modern languages. He knows Lady Macbeth is here. He feels it in the Ides of March.
Well, modern languages? Which way? Oh, thanks.
Have you seen a woman in a green nightgown? Lady Macbeth?
Lady Macbeth? Not recently.
She's going after Shakespeare.
The stories he told about her? Just were not fair at all. She was an upstanding woman.
She has a knife.
So I think if she catches up to him, she's got the right. The Walker Colt, 50 grains of powder. You can reach out and say hi at 100 yards and know that guy is going down.
Okay, not helping.
Hey, is that her running?
Lady Macbeth! Lady Macbeth, wait!
Excuse me, William Shakespeare, have you seen him?
He's a neighbor. I don't live very far from Shakespeare's birthplace in Stratford-upon-Avon, because I am actually from Wiltshire.
I mean here at the Tucson Festival of Books.
Could be in the Portaloos, but I'll let you check that out. Or the, what do you call them, port-a-potty?
Ooh, I better check the medical tent. Sir, have you seen Shakespeare? A white beard, English accent?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for Lady Macbeth. She ran off a few minutes ago looking for Shakespeare.
Shakespeare did come in here with lacerations on the upper shoulder.
Oh my god! Lady Macbeth has my knife. Okay, we better find them before someone gets killed.
At this time, thank you for that information. You should call up 911 to report that.
Oh, yes.
I don't have time. He's late for his keynote talk.
Okay, we better find them before someone gets killed. She's not really going to kill him. I mean, not really.
I crouch in a men's lavatory stall, waiting death at the hand of one of my most notorious characters. 'Tis a most unfragrant place to meet my end. A fool thinks himself to be wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool. I stabbed myself in the shoulder with my own quill just now, fool that I am. Truth be told, I grow weary of trying to wench and drink myself into sweet oblivion night after night. Always do the terrible dreams find me. Her bloody hands, cold as ice, strangling the breath from my body. Oh, sweet relief will it be to shuffle off this mortal coil. Oh!
You! Finally, I will have my revenge.
Pray let your blade strike swift and true, Lady Death, and still my beating heart. I confess to all, I have wronged you greatly.
So, the truth will out. Macbeth was a tale told by an idiot.
I make no excuses and have no defense, but I do have regrets, old friend. For you and Macbeth were nothing but kind to me, and I repaid you badly. I deserve whatever hell awaits me now.
Lady Macbeth, please!
No, stop! Don't hurt him!
Hold, I say! Please, put down the knife. He cowers before me. He admits his perfidy. This is not dream nor madness. Shakespeare's life is mine for the taking. How strange I feel, as if a light had gone out in me. No more does this dagger fit my hand.
Oh, sweet relief.
What now for me? What now? Once I thought I could not be satisfied until I saw you lying in your grave. Now I have no appetite for your death, nor for my life.
So this story is a tragedy. Is there nothing I can do to change the ending?
Can you turn back the wheels of time and change the name of your play to Mackenzie? I thought not. Then no. What's done cannot be undone.
Hold on, Lady M. There is one thing he can do. He can endorse your book.
You want William Shakespeare to endorse a book called Out, Out, Damned Sexist Playwright?
A blurb on the back cover and an ad in the New York Review of Books.
Impossible!
It's the least I can do, Rodney. Fetch me parchment and a fresh quill.
But sir, the publicity... Wait a minute. You know, this could work for us.
And he goes on tour with Lady Macbeth and promotes her book.
On tour together, Lady Macbeth and Will Shakespeare.
Oh God, it's genius. This will be huge.
My lady, if you would have me.
And if your publisher will cover our expenses, and a small honorarium, of course.
Thy words have transported me beyond this ignorant present, and I feel now the future in an instant.
What did she say?
She said yes.
You've been listening to Tales of Tucson, original radio dramas that explore the legends, history, and mysteries of the Sonoran Southwest. Fair is foul at the Tucson Festival of Books featured the voices of Paul Hammack, Bree Boyd, Torine Wolf-Kaiser, John Vornholt, Ella Bracali, Megan Jones, M.K. Lefever, Aaron Hepler, and Charlie Middaugh. Thanks also to the 2016 Tucson Festival of Books participants who played along with our premise that the Lady Macbeth was on the hunt for Will Shakespeare. Tales of Tucson is co-written and co-produced by Laura Markowitz and John Vornholt. To hear more Tales of Tucson, visit kxci.org. Thanks for listening.